Well, Christian, as we look what's happening market-wise today, I know there's a lot. You and I were just talking about this, planting delay worries. From a corn perspective, I know many guys are ready and anxious to get in the fields, while soybeans are just kind of sitting back and watching what happens with this weather. How much of a weather influence is this been this week, and will it continue to be?
Well, all eyes are going to be on the longer-term forecast here to see, you know, how things develop and change. You know, right now, the big thing is, you know, you put snow down in a lot of areas, but the big thing is the temperatures are cold. Even in areas that were considered more dry are just flat-out cold or have snow on them in the Dakotas and whatnot. So the temperatures, the lack of sunshine is what's really hurting any field work being done. And there's going to be a few trends that need to be really watched here, especially I would think would one be the biggest would be spring wheat here. If you look at the nearby spring wheat, you got an inverted market, and it's been firming up here. And if you look at a monthly chart, you made a new low for the month, and you're currently above last month's high. You could have a outside up month on the wheat, and you're going to start to see with delayed plantings, spring wheat starting to gain on some of these other wheats. And if wheat starts to find some strength and wants to work a little bit further higher, you're going to see the same thing in corn. And then on soybeans, the old crop especially is, you know, your basis in certain areas is extremely strong. It's hard to source some beans, and, you know, you still have a situation where farmers still have some in their hands. They're going to be tight-fisted with them, but the crush margins are still okay, and we're still selling them over to China. So you definitely have some different trends going on here and things to watch, and weather is going to be a big part of all this.
And, too, with the fact that you being from North Dakota, you know about the issues of flooding. North Dakota seeing flooding. Areas along the Mississippi, even areas in Michigan right now, are seeing vast amounts of flooding.
Yeah, you put a lot of rain, a lot of moisture down this week in pretty much everywhere. And then obviously had huge snowstorms last week in North Dakota. In Bismarck had over 17 inches. And, you know, the crazy thing is in Fargo, they haven't seen over 50 degrees yet this whole year, which is a record dating back to 1881. And they got snowpack and even more snow up in Canada, and that's going to be an area of strong concern, too. Obviously, you're going to have a lot of spring wheat, a lot of canola up in that area, and you know, they still have 20 to 40 inches of snow in places. So that it's a huge delay, and the big thing, you know, is one thing to have moisture, but it's another thing to just be cold. And the cold is what's really going to have, I think, the biggest impact. The temperatures, more than anything, are the ones that needs to be watched here.